From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A former chief aide to Congressman Mark Foley has told the Associated Press that he warned the office of Speaker Dennis Hastert at least 3 years ago about Foley's contacts with former congressional pages. The former Foley aide, Kirk Fordham, resigned today from his current job of chief of staff for Congressman Tom Reynolds, the chairman of the House Republicans Campaign Committee. Fordham had been also advising Foley recently on handling the scandal, which broke last week.
Speaker Hastert has become a focal point in the scandal. Last night, the speaker returned home to his Illinois district. It stretches from Chicago's far western suburbs west into rural counties. NPR's David Shaper has been there talking with Hastert's constituents. Many say they support the speaker, but they're bothered by the Foley scandal, and Hastert's long-shot Democratic opponent is trying to capitalize.
To many of his constituents, the speaker is known simply as Denny, or the coach.
Known him for since I was in high school. Started in, he was a teacher of mine and went to Yorkville High School, started in 1972. He coached my brother.
Tom Cross followed his teacher, wrestling coach, and mentor into politics and represents his old district in the state legislature.
I think here's a guy that's about as honest and principled and full of integrity as anybody I know.
Cross says the speaker never caught Potomac fever and remains rooted in his Midwestern values by returning home often.
You still see him at the gas station, you still see him at the cleaners, you still see him in restaurants, and forgotten from where he came.
Hastert's congressional district office is here in downtown Batavia, a quaint little community that sits along the Fox River about 40 miles west of Chicago. Hastert's staff doesn't want to talk on tape, and neither does anyone at his campaign office just down the road. But around the corner at the local barber shop, Hastert is the talk of the town.
We're in Foltos Tonsorial Parlor, conveniently located in the beautiful town of Batavia, right by the Fox River.
Barbershop owner Craig Foltos says a lot of people in the community are concerned and would like to believe Hastert is telling the truth about what he knew when.
I don't see that he's been guilty of anything, maybe a little negligence in not reading somebody's mind.
Hastert also continues to have the support of retired psychotherapist Dave Guthrie.
I think he's been quite a remarkable leader over a long period of time and so forth. Done a lot of good things for the community.
But sitting under a hair dryer with her freshly cut hair in curlers, Joan Rawls of nearby Geneva, Illinois, says she's had enough of Hastert.
Well, I think if the facts are true and he's been covering up, I think he should resign. He doesn't belong in office. He's not doing anything for the citizens if he's covering up that kind of stuff. You know, we don't need that for our children.
Hoping to capitalize on that sentiment is John Lash, a former Navy intelligence officer who is Hastert's Democratic opponent in next month's election. Though articulate, earnest, and likable, Lash faced almost certain defeat in this overwhelmingly Republican district. But Lash says in the past few days, things have been looking up.
The office has been nonstop phone calls. People have certainly boosted our fundraising goals. We've raised well over $25,000 in less than 48 hours. People have been walking through that door endlessly.
Almost immediately after the Foley email story broke, Lash called for Hastert to resign.
Dennis Hastert's changed his story three times now about when and what he knew, and he'll probably continue to paint himself into a corner and change his story and flip-flop all over the place.
Lash says the Foley scandal may be the tipping point for some people who were already frustrated with Hastert over the war in Iraq or over health care and the economy, the issues Lash was hoping to make the focus of his campaign. If Hastert can weather the storm for the next month, most observers here expect him to win re-election. The speaker is considered too important to lose, not just for the district, but for the Chicago area and the state. That's why one of the people rejecting calls for his resignation here is Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, whose name is still synonymous with Democratic politics. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You can follow a timeline of who knew what and when in the Foley scandal at our website, npr.org.